Frank, one other little item in the news here I thought might be interesting is, stand by. Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, you're loud and clear.
Okay, I got interrupted there for a minute. Bob Hope's back out in Vietnam again with his troop, doing a great job as usual. One little name in the news story here is from the USS New Jersey. Bob Hope joked from atop a huge gun turret yesterday, or Wednesday, to delight 1,500 men aboard the battleship New Jersey on his 20th Christmas entertaining U.S. troops abroad. Hope and his 27-member troop entertained the New Jersey seamen after attending a Christmas mass aboard the carrier Hancock, both off Vietnam. This must be the biggest Chris craft in the world, Hope told the seamen. It looks like Wake Island with a rudder. I think it was nice of them to take the ship out of mothballs just to give me a 21-gun salute, he said. Hope joked while standing on one of the ship's 16-inch gun turrets. The sailors were particularly impressed by a squad of long-legged girls who came aboard with Hope, including actress Anne Margaret and Miss World.
Did you say that was his 20th trip over there at Christmas time or overseas at Christmas time?
That's right. This is the 20th time he's been overseas for Christmas with the troops.
He might be as old as Jack Benny.
Roger. Hey, you can turn off the water dump now.
We're in the process, or as we say in the aerospace business, that's in work.
Roger, you do good work. That other aviator that's going around the world, Max Conrad, with his light plane, he spent Christmas Day in the Antarctic at Punta Arenas in Chile. He's waiting for good weather so he can continue his flight down to the South Pole. He hopes to get around the world going around both poles, and he's going to fly from Palmer to Bird, from Bird to the South Pole, and then return home to the United States by way of New Zealand, Australia, and Hawaii.
Better take some no-dos with him. I try to talk Frank into the same trip. Give him a weather report from Apollo 8. The South Pole is really clobbered, or at least it was the other day.
Roger. I don't imagine there's many alternates down there.
No, I don't think so. We have some pretty clear weather up here.
No fog, huh?
Not outside. Actually, it's snowing outside right now with that wastewater dump that Bill just did.
Roger, does it look a little bit like Christmas?
Right. Jerry, do you have a decision on what we're going to do about this next mid-course?
Frank, we don't need it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it officially. We'll scrub MCC-6.
Affirmative.
I guess Jim says that was already official. I was sleeping at the time. I didn't hear it.
Okay. Frank, by the way, how do you feel about your EMS now? You feel like you've got all the answers to the little funnies you saw earlier?
Yeah, the answer is don't turn it into auto fast. It seems to be very sensitive to jerks for our separation.
Okay, you figure it's all pretty much just a switch-throwing anomaly, and if you play it by the numbers and then slow and deliberate, you'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm getting razzed up here now because I said it was sensitive to jerks.
We thought of that too down here.
Yeah, I figured you did. I told Ken last night at separation after TLI, when we separated from the S4B, we got a nice bang out of the pyros and the EMS jumped over 100 feet per second.